Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. I'm glad you're here with us today and hope you'll join us each week for our worship service. I'll remind you that we do have Holy Communion as part of our worship later on, and I invite you to get your communion elements ready there in your home to take communion with us. It is an exciting time here at Redeemer because next week we're going to be reopening for in-person worship on October 4th. We're going to start with two services. One is at 8:30 a.m. and the other at 11 a.m. For those of you who are members, you should have gotten a letter this week about all the guidelines for reopening and what we're going to need to do to be as safe as we possibly can. I encourage you to please read that letter carefully or call with any questions. And I will remind you that you'll need to come in only the front doors here off the narthex. The rest of the building is going to be closed off to help keep it as clean and safe as possible. Now, today is also a very special day in the life of our congregation as we celebrate the confirmation of two of our young people, Marcella Burke and Siri Burke. And they don't know this is going to happen, but I need them to come up here right now. They're making their way up here. The reason we come up here is because our congregation likes to give you something as a memento of this day. And I know I have something you're going to absolutely just be thrilled to have. You have your very own hymnal from our church. Actually, this is a wonderful resource to have, plenty of devotional things and things you can look at in there to... And even the catechism. Remember that thing we studied? It's in there. Yeah, so we have lots in there. But we want to congratulate y'all and wish you all the best with this.
Thank you.
Okay, thank y'all. Okay, you can go back. Thank you. Remind you also that we have our Wednesday Vespers service this week at Wednesday at 7 p.m. Invite you to join us right here online to worship with us on Wednesday. Finally, I'll remind you that the stewardship video, the new video has been posted, or it's going to be posted soon.
Yeah.
It's going to, you should have seen the look on Amanda's face when she realized she hadn't posted that yet. You were preoccupied today. So anyway, the third video is going to be up, and I hope you got your estimate of giving cards this week as well in the mail. And normally we have a consecration Sunday when we're able to bring those to the altar. Because of the virus, we're not going to be able to do that this year. So I encourage you to mail those back or bring them back, drop them in the box outside of the office. Any way you can get those back to us, that would be much appreciated. And Amanda, I think you're up.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a crazy morning this morning. But I have announcements. So, Faith Launch has launched, and we invite anybody that has kiddos that are 2 years old through sixth grade to join us for Faith Launch. We're doing it virtually for right now as we ease into doing things in person. Currently in our narthex, I have a whole bunch of bags for all of the kiddos in that age group with their names on them. I'm happy to deliver these Faith Launch bags to you, or you can come by and pick them up from the church, either or. But we also have a video out that has the Bible story being read and a little conversation about that. So I invite you to be a part of our Faith Launch. If you have not received an email from me or contact from me and you would like to be a part of that ministry, please email me. We would love to join with you in that and help faith formation happen. Also, a reminder for our Sunday book study. We're still working through the book Native by Caitlin Curtis, and we meet at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. I think those are all of my announcements, unless I'm forgetting something else this morning besides posting the stewardship video. Oops.
I think you're fine, Vicar Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all of creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own ways. We pass judgment on one another. Before examining ourselves, we place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble, cast away our transgressions, and turn us again to life in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Led by the Holy Spirit, live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Oh.
of love, giver of life, you know our frailties and failings. Give us your grace to overcome them. Keep us from those things that harm us, and guide us in the way of salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Good morning.
A reading from Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Know that all lives are mine. The life of the parent as well as the life of the child is mine. It is only the person who sins that shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is unfair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? When the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity, they shall die for it. But the iniquity that they have committed, for the iniquity they have committed, they shall die. Again, when the wicked turn away from their wickedness they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life. Because they considered and turned away from all the transgressions that they had committed, they shall surely live. They shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, otherwise iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. My heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father, his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are guilty, are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him, and even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. If you went to college, you probably got one of these. There's even an outside chance you used it once or twice. There's an even better chance that you haven't used it once since. What am I talking about? A thesaurus. No, it's not a dinosaur. A thesaurus is that book you turn to when you're trying to find just the right word to express what you're trying to say, but can't think of it at the moment. It's a listing of synonyms and antonyms and different nuances of words. And this past week, I got mine out so I could look something up. You see, as I looked at our gospel reading about the farmer and his two sons, one who said he would do what his father wanted and then didn't do it, and the other one who said he wouldn't do it and then did, it seemed to me that maybe this was an important time for us to talk just a bit about obedience. Obedience. We may talk about it with regard to children, particularly when someone is not being obedient, but we don't really talk very much about being obedient to God. On top of that, today we celebrate the confirmations of Marcella and Siri, and as they embark on their adult Christian life, as they make promises about living the Christian life, it's a pretty good question to ask what obedience means. So I began to wonder a bit about what it really means for us to be obedient to God. And I got out my thesaurus to look at other related words that might shed some light on what obedience means. And what I discovered, well, it was a bit more than I bargained for. I looked up the word obedience, expecting to find a section on the word and its synonyms, but it wasn't quite that simple. Under the word obedience, I found four subcategories. The first subcategory was compliance. And I thought, I don't think that's what obedience to God means. But I looked it up anyway, and I found words like observance, heeding, performance, practice, carrying through, fulfillment, and respect. Maybe this is what obedience to God means. In other words, to obey God this way means to do what God asks of us. If we're going to obey God, we are called not just to hear the word of God, but to do the word of God. God didn't give us the 10 suggestions. You know, they were the 10 commandments. And we remember that favorite passage from Micah. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God? To obey God means compliance with God's will. Siri and Marcella, that's what you're promising to do. And all you Christians out there, that's what you promised to do, too. The second subcategory was conformity. And I thought, surely obeying God doesn't mean conformity. That's not what obedience to God means. But I looked that one up, too. And I found words like accord, harmony, congruity, and agreement. Maybe this is what obedience to God means. In other words, to obey God this way means that our obedience is not just task-driven, but that our very lives are shaped by God. This kind of obedience means that we do what God wants because it is good and we agree with God's will for us and for our world. Obedience means that our lives begin to look like the kind of lives God would have us live. Less and less of our way of doing things, and lives more and more shaped and molded by God. We are created in God's image, after all. To obey God means we conform to God's image. Marcella and Siri, that's what you're promising to do. And all you Christians out there, that's what you promised to do too. So the third subcategory was resignation. And I thought, no, that's not it either. Obedience means that we're resigned to doing something? That didn't sound right. But when I looked that one up, I found meekness, humility, submissiveness. Maybe this is what obedience to God means. In other words, to obey God is to know that God is God and we are not. It is to be meek and humble before God, not insisting on our way, but submitting in all things to God's way. Again, our very lives are shaped by belonging to God, and the love God gives to us is the love we live with each other. Our society doesn't celebrate meekness and humility, but they are at the heart of what it means to be obedient to God. To obey God means we belong to God and live humbly with God. Siri and Marcella, that's what you're promising to do. And all you Christians out there, that's what you promise to do too. The last subcategory was submission. And I guess by now I had learned not to object. Here's what I found. Yielding, consent, homage, acceptance. And these two say a lot about obedience to God. We yield to God's wisdom for our lives, wisdom for us as individuals and for us collectively. And as we obey God, we give God homage, praise, and honor. We accept and consent to God's will among us. That's why we pray, "Thy will be done." To obey God means we are submissive to God. Marcella and Siri, that's what you're promising to do. All you Christians out there, that's what you promised to do too. Maybe we're a lot like the two boys in Jesus' story. I will and I won't. I won't and I will. Obedience is hard for us. What we want is so important to us. Strive to want what God wants. Perhaps then God will look at us and say, "See my children? They will, and they do." Amen.
Thank you.
Marcella Burke and Siri Burke have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Please rise. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? People of God, do you promise to support Marcella and Siri and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, answer, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We do.
Ask God to help and guide us. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Marcella Ruth the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith. Guide her life. Empower her in her serving. Give her patience in suffering. And bring her to everlasting life. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Siri Hovind the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith. Guide her life. Empower her in her serving. Give her patience in suffering and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Please rise and face them. Let us rejoice with these sisters in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. Congratulations, ladies. I have your baptism certificate to give you. We're proud of you and excited for you, and congratulations. Welcome as the newest adult members of the church. Okay? If everybody was here, they'd be applauding right now. Oh. All right, thank y'all. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Glorious God, your majesty exceeds our imaginations. With all our hearts, we sing your praise and give you honor. Now, with Siri and Marcella, inspire our faith and transform our lives that we might live out our worship every day. Lord, in your mercy, come into our world, loving Savior, with your mercy and grace. Lead us in lives of mercy and compassion for one another, reaching out beyond our differences and fears, that we may live lives of unity and peace. Lord, in your mercy. O God of comfort and compassion, be with our brothers and sisters who are in need. Heal the sick, console those who mourn, change the lives of the poor, the oppressed, the outcast, and the alone. Be with all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Now, O God, we remember all that you have done for us. Thank you for all the many blessings in our lives. Thank you that you have given us a church home which welcomes and feeds us in your name, but which also calls us forth in mission and in service. Thank you for the saving grace of Jesus. In thanks for him, give us generous and willing hearts in response to your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us with food beyond compare, the body and blood of Christ. Lead us from this place, nourished and forgiven, into your beloved vineyard to wipe away the tears of all who hunger and thirst, guided by the example of the same Jesus Christ, and led by the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.